All right. I want to wish everyone a mazel tov. Thanks for the invitation. It's a lot easier to attend the siyumim than is the actual daf yomi. The time of day is different. You know, I admire everyone who attends and learns in the Magida Shir. I'm impartial davening shachars when there's actually shachar out, but that's just me. The fact is that the dedication is overwhelming. In the daf yesterday, there's a very interesting phrase that's almost a throwaway line, but I thought about and I found it very inspirational. Gemara says, Gemara answers the question, Ein mizarzin elo mizaraz. We only urge those who are already motivated, and it's counterintuitive, in fact, because you'd think the people who are not motivated, they're the ones who need the most zrizus. So the context, you'll remember, is that the flogger of Beis Din, even if he's Yisere Mada, we still have to warn him not to go exceed the limit of appropriate malkos. But it seems almost cavalier, Ein Mizarzin Elo Mizoros. Why should that be? We think it should be the opposite, that the Mizorazim already motivated, they're already assiduous. But the ones who are not, they're the ones you have to encourage more. So in fact, the simple pshat is that it's not so. Zeros means you already have a framework, a background, already engaged in that process, and then you want to add on to that. You want to strengthen what already exists, as opposed to taking someone who's not a zaris at all, and you have to bring him to the first level. A zaris already on a second level. But there's an interesting story and a pshat that I think makes the point a little more compelling. Rav Yitzhak Isaac Halevi Herzog was the chief rabbi after Rav Kook, and in Heichal Yitzchok, his book of Shias and Tshuvos, his sons wrote the introduction after he died, it was published. And they tell a story that after the Holocaust, Rav Herzog was one of the most active rabbonim in Heter Agunos. In fact, one of the sons wrote, he recalls seeing on his father's desk 1,500 requests in 1945 to clarify the status of Agunos. Not just then. Who's to say what came later? But Rav Herzog, who was a genius in the area, would never act unilaterally. He'd always find someone else to join with him. He'd share with others. And one of the people he regularly turned to was a Jew named Chaim Mordechai Roller, who had been a Rav in Romania, survived the Holocaust, came to Israel, and was a tremendous baki in the areas of Agunos. So Herzog would routinely send him the shiloh, the facts, the circumstances, why he thinks there's a reason to be matu in Aguna, and then he waited to hear from Rav Roller. One day, it was Zayin Mar Cheshvan, Tovshin Vav, no, Tovshin Zayin, which was 1946. He sent, or Erev Shabbos Parshas Lech Lecha. Rav Herzog sent the protocol to Rav Roller, Erev Shabbos morning, and asked him to look into it. And he wants to be matir, but he wants his askama. Right when we're about to light candles, Rav Herzog gets a call from Rav Roller, who says to him, mutter, she mutaris to remarry. So he said to Rav Roller, why would you think to call me a candle lighting? Well, call me Motzai Shabbos, call me Sunday morning. So he said, he answered according to the Pasuk, no, mi odea ma'ila yom, who knows what the day brings. No, you can tell where the story's going, he died at Havdalah, all right? Had he not made the call, then in fact, he wouldn't have had the haskama. Rav Herzog deduced from that what Rav Roller was telling him, in essence, was Ein mizarzin elo mizoros. That you think you could be nonchalant and wait and go about life and not be active, not take the bull by the horns. No. When there's an opportunity to do something, that's when the zariz enhances his capabilities and does even more. And Rav Herzog had a pshat in that mimer, Ein mizarzin elo mizoros, and he said that it means something we'll understand, I think, also intuitively, that a person who's a zariz, people throw a lot of things his way. He's accomplished, he's successful, he can do it. So they keep giving him more and more, and this way the zariz needs this type of encouragement more than someone else. There's a pitgam amami, all right? You want something done? Give it to a busy person. Because obviously a busy, successful person. A busy, successful person knows how to manage time, knows how to accomplish, so he's able to do that. That's according to Rav Herzog, Ein Mizarzin Ela Mizoraz. If a person is successful and more things become imposed on him and incumbent on him, then in fact people will begin to take advantage and he'll have a natural reaction to step back a little, let someone else do it. So it's those who are Zrizin, they're the ones who need to be Mizorazin. They need to be encouraged. The truth is, there's so many siyumim of the Daf Yomi, all right? I think I only had in the last year only one, maximum two, because Babas is a long Masechta, so was Sanhedrin. But nonetheless, to make a siyum, all right, you're talking now 63 times, basically, it would be, and when the shorter Masechta, it would be much more frequent. But what a siyum does, I think, in context, is to be mizorez the mizorezim, to make those who are engaged in the process not lose hope, not lose faith that the goal is going to be attained. And I could only imagine that there's a certain amount of self-sacrifice and hardship for the individuals, for families, to get up so early in the morning and learn, but that's the zchus of the mizorazin, that they have that within them, and they need even more zeros as well. I think that Maimer Chazal, Ein Mizarzin Ela L'Mizoraz, that really defines those who are Lomdei Daf Yomi. Because the encouragement is always there, but they have to seek it. I used to, the first time I went through the cycle, I called Zvachim and Menachos the dog days of Zvachim and Menachos. Long, long, hard Masechtos to go through. And, you know, pretty soon we'll be there also, I think, if not this summer, then in the fall. It's coming as well. Nonetheless, that's when we look for Zrizus as well. Because it's all Chachmas Hashem, it's all Taras Hashem, and at the end of the day, our Avas HaTorah is a reflection of our love of Hashem as well. So I want to wish every winner a thank you for the invitation to come tonight. You're serving meat, I'll always attend, those are the basic rules, but you should all go Mechayel Chayel and continue to be Mizarez others as well in the pursuit of Talmud Torah.